Securing employment has become a big challenge to many. The job market is so choked with applicants competing for the limited space of the job market. Upon securing a job, does one critically study the appointment letter, taking note of terms and conditions of engagement, issues such as resignation, termination of appointment, an employee's rights and responsibilities, and that of the employer? Gloria Anderson takes this issue a step further as she draws attention to the plight of employees and their contract of employment.
The procedure to follow when an employee decides to resign is mostly left to the discretion of an employer, although the Labour Act expressly states how it must be done. While some contend that the process should be expressly stated in the employee's appointment letters, others also feel conventional wisdom demands that the employer should be given due notice prior to the employee's resignation, even though the appointment contract fails to acknowledge these details. So what does the law say about employment contract? Chief Labour Officer of the Labour Department at the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations, Eugene Nakolote, provides some education.
The payment of mentor salary is a contract from month to month. If it's below that, it's weekly, say weekly. And it can also be a contract as well, day to day.
Day to day, okay. Good. So in this instance, if you want to resign as
yes.
an employee, what do you
If you want to resign, if you have worked for more, you have been with the employer for more than 3 years, 3 years and above, you have to serve a notice of 1 month.
If it is below that,
it is 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You will serve a notice of 2 weeks.
So 3 months if you work salaries and all that.
Yeah, we have some of the complaints. Mm-hmm. Some are also ignorant about. Mostly they pledge it at 1 month. Mm-hmm. So if I'm paying you and or serve me a notice of, but you must also look at time the contract has run. Mm-hmm. If it is 3 years. And again, some of them have collective bargaining.
Okay.
What is in the collective bargaining agreement overrules these things
laws,
that I'm
telling
you.
Okay.
But most of them also have reference. Yeah. So when you have a collective bargaining agreement, we invoke the clauses in the contract. It is very important. You know, in a contract of employment, some of these things are the schedule. When you take the law, the date of the employer who signs, who is contracting, all those things are very important. Your salary, the mode of payment, how the salary that you earn, the mode of payment, the type of contract must actually be enshrined in the contract. So you set the ground rules and your operations.
Okay.
And then the notice period, and then statutory deductions and relative to social security. And then when you even join a union and you want some deductions to be made in your salary to your...
There are a lot of cases where employees have been badly treated. Many have had their appointments terminated without any entitlement or injured and left to solely bear the cost of treatment. This situation has come to a head involving some private companies and their employees who play on the ignorance of the employees on existing laws relating to employment. A case in point is a young girl who, for the purpose of this report, will be called Ifia. Ifia was employed as a cashier by Quick Credit, a microfinance company. She was told that she would be paid a monthly salary of 850 cedis, but in the first month, she was paid 750 cedis with the explanation that 100 Ghana cedis is deducted from her salary to pay her SNIT and other welfare dues. Ifia accepted this claim in good faith. After working for 3 months, Ifia then decided to quit her job. What could be the reason? Apart from the SNIT and welfare deductions, 450 cedis was also deducted from the same 750 cedis every month for failing to balance her account as a cashier. This was frustrating for Ifia, who has to solely bear the cost of her transport, rent, feeding and paying for other domestic bills out of this same 750 Ghana cedis. With tears in her eyes, Ifia laments that she's not able to cope with the remaining 300 Ghana cedis left. So on 4th July, Ifia tendered in her resignation letter, hoping to receive her June salary, which she had duly worked for. But to her surprise, her bosses have refused to pay her salary, saying she was supposed to give a month's notice prior to her resignation. Her boss, the managing director of Quick Credits, whose name was given as Mr. Quay, upon my interrogation, insisted that Ifia does not deserve to be paid her salary and will not be paid, and challenged Ifia to send the company and the case anywhere she pleases.
The police and we will not allow anybody to do unto rest what we wouldn't do unto anybody. It is a fair environment we have here. And so if you have a story and you want to carry it on, fine. We still stand by what we are doing. And we think that we have to do that to protect the company and others who are working.
Was it in her letter of appointment? Did it clearly state that if she wants to terminate her appointment, or that if the company wants to terminate her appointment, this is what it's going to be?
Yes, and I'm answering. Listen to my answer to that. So when you go on air, put my answer on there, I'm saying that. I'm sure that was done, because we conclude that in everybody's appearance. That it's not in hers. I don't really know. I can't confirm that. But what I know is that the rest of the staff knows about that. It is in their labor. It is in their appointment letter. So if she says it's not in hers, she should produce it to the office, and let's look at it from that angle. The media does not resolve matters like that. Never in this country has the media been given the right to resolve labor matters. So if she thinks that we have dealt with it unfairly, she has a right. We will not prevent her from carrying a right. She could take her to the Labour Commission. She could take her to court. She could do whatever that the law stipulates. If that wasn't, the media does not resolve matters like never in this country has the media been given the right to resolve labour matters. So if she thinks that we have dealt with her unfairly, she has a right. We will not prevent her from carrying a right. She could take her to the Labour Commission. She could take her to court. She could do whatever that the law stipulates.
The chief labor officer, Eugene Nakolote, in assessing a fierce case, advised that the case be reported to the nearest labor office for redress.
It is also important and crucial for us to examine the situation twice. Mm-hmm. Probably the employer is portions of it. Mm-hmm. So it is important for us to know of this issue.
Mm-hmm. So things stated per the designation
Whether it is stated or not. You know, that is why we have the staff.
Mm-hmm.
So when it in invoke the provisions in the labor tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get in touch with them, you can make a formal application and then we'll advise. We'll invite the employer issue.
Labor consultant and alternative dispute resolution expert Austin Game also said Ifia must be paid her June salary.
If there is no contractual obligation between the two of you, give note and you abruptly end your service to the company, let's say in the first week of the month of July,
mm-hmm.
you had not contributed anything to the business development and growth throughout the month. You don't expect them to pay you for the whole of the month of July. The period you're exiting at the end of the first week of July, you can be paid after that first week of that July, and that is it.
What options are left for such a person? She's not paid for the month of June where she's worked and submits her...
Worked,
yes.
If she worked, she'll be paid. In other words, if you do not have any contractual obligation between you and the employer, everybody exit on the terms or retain on the terms as it were.
With this case in hand, what should be the priority of job seekers accepting employment offers? Austin Game again provides some advice. Should all appointment letters state the terms of resignation or termination?
Yeah, it should necessarily state when you are exiting, the notice period you should give, both sides of the coin. Assuming that it was management that was terminating her now, they would have simply said, we agreed that will not give anyone notice. That's what they would have said.
Many young people do not know that there's a labor act or labor law that binds the working environment. So you are going into unemployment. Your letter of appointment does not state all these terms of resignation or termination. Should you insist on it?
The best thing. Definitely, instead of the airwaves educating people on this thing, everybody is interested in the politics of Ghana. So we don't have enough time to do the general education, including labor-related education and social-related matters. So people really don't know much, part of the problem we are having. So education is required, to enable people to know what it is. For instance, if we take Section 19 of the Labor Act, the title is exception. If you have not written anything or you have written something that inures to the benefit of somebody, you don't seek to vary it at the time of exiting. I mean, it doesn't mean nobody will take it.
With the story of Ifia, it is important for people to avail themselves to issues relating to worker management relationship, especially the contract of employment and the necessary procedural actions for remedies when the need arises.
Gloria Anderson reporting. For more on this, you can